What I love about a Google search is the way they put the ads at the top of the finds. They already got a place heading for shopping, but, you know, just in case you might have missed a hot deal, they'll park some at the top of the list. Of course, they'll add some more throughout the search results, too. Don't ask me why, but I find this really annoying. But then again, welcome to capitalist America. Television has ads to interrupt shows, newspapers have ads, magazines too, highways have billboards, athletes wear endorsements, the internet tracks our every click and offers you a related product. Thanks, guys. Corporations buy elections. Corporations are considered citizens by the Supreme Court. Corporations, in case you didn't know it, run the world. They advertise, they lobby, they own your ass, period. Now we got Facebook, Instagram, every social media platform, all monetized, all ethical considerations cast aside. Well, what's new? What, you want state-sponsored search engines, commercial-free? I wonder, do Russia or China have ads on TikTok or Google? Are they selling vacation trips to the Black Sea or Outer Mongolia? Black market movies? It won't be long and we'll tattoo Nike on our foreheads for a monthly stipend. Already you can find folks who wrap their cars in logos of various companies for a price. I've even heard of corporations wanting to put stratospheric billboards in space. There just doesn't seem to be anywhere you can go not to be assaulted by advertisements 24/7, your entire life, cradle to grave. Although, last time I whistled past the cemetery, the plots didn't carry ads or logos. Rest in peace, finally. What I love about a Google search is the way they put the ads at the top of the finds. They already got a place heading for shopping, but, you know, just in case you might have missed a hot deal, they'll park some at the top of the list. Of course, they'll add some more throughout the search results, too. Don't ask me why, but I find this really annoying. But then again, welcome to capitalist America. Television has ads to interrupt shows, newspapers have ads, magazines too, highways have billboards, athletes wear endorsements, the internet tracks our every click and offers you a related product. Thanks, guys. Corporations buy elections. Corporations are considered citizens by the Supreme Court. Corporations, in case you didn't know it, run the world. They advertise, they lobby, they own your ass, period. Now we got Facebook, Instagram, every social media platform, all monetized, all ethical considerations cast aside. Well, what's new? What, you want state-sponsored search engines, commercial-free? I wonder, do Russia or China have ads on TikTok or Google? Are they selling vacation trips to the Black Sea or Outer Mongolia? Black market movies? It won't be long and we'll tattoo Nike on our foreheads for a monthly stipend. Already you can find folks who wrap their cars in logos of various companies for a price. I've even heard of corporations wanting to put stratospheric billboards in space. There just doesn't seem to be anywhere you can go not to be assaulted by advertisements 24/7, your entire life, cradle to grave. Although, last time I whistled past the cemetery, the plots didn't carry ads or logos. Rest in peace, finally.